Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, no.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. But here are the rules of engagement for this program. Pretty easy to do. You can, I think you can handle them. You want to send me a text message? In fact, I was just sitting here reading through the text messages, and I appreciate all of your comments and questions. You just simply text the word Mike to this number, 33103, and your message. 33103, text the word Mike and your message. If you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all of those, you want to download the podcast, you want to see some of the Michael Brown swag, you want to see some of the stories that we talk about, some of the links and things, you can find those at an easy website to find, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. The Democrats have been bribing us with each other's money. And they've been doing it trying to convince us to buy unreliable and unaffordable electric cars. I left the studio that I work from in Denver yesterday morning after my morning drive program. And I don't know what the problem was. But I couldn't help but kind of chuckle to myself. Not at the fact that somebody was having car trouble, but the fact that it was a Tesla. And so someone's Tesla out in our driveway wasn't working, and there was a Tesla technician standing there. What I did find funny was this. The Tesla technician was standing a little spread eagle, almost as if he had been told to, you know, put your hands against the wall. Standing there spread eagle, baseball cap on backwards, his chin in his hands and his other arm, you know, his arms folded with his chin in his hands and his index finger up against his cheek, looking down as if to say to himself, what the hell's going on here? Can't figure it out. Now, in a lot of blue states like California and New York, well, in fact, and even at the federal level, they are resorting to force, absolute force, to get us to drive electric vehicles. I'm getting ready when today's program is finished. I'm going to drive for a few hours to go south of here to my home in New Mexico, since it's a long weekend for those of us who work for iHeart. Monday's a holiday. So I'm going to drive down to our home in New Mexico. I will not drive an electric vehicle. First of all, I don't own one. I'm not going to buy one. I don't care if you do. I'm not. I'm not going to drive the 250 miles or whatever it is, even though that may be the range, because I don't know what stop-and-go traffic is going to be like going through the south part of Denver. I don't know what traffic will be like going through Colorado Springs. I don't know what the weather is going to be. So, that, you know, there's a chance of snow over the weekend, and I have to go up and down hills. It's not like I'm just running on a flat lane all the way down there. You won't see me with current technology driving an electric vehicle to go to my home in New Mexico. It's just not going to happen. These vehicles are, they're unsafe. They're not, and not only because they're prone to bursting into flame. Chevrolet has advised not parking a Chevy Bolt within 50 feet of another car. The same batteries that often make them useless in the cold also make them heavy, which in turn, that makes them deadly. That's even as Jennifer Homedy. You know who that is? I may be mispronouncing her last name. Homedy or Homedy. She's the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board. She admitted as much that these cars are unsafe. Quote, "We have to be careful that we aren't also creating unintended consequences. More death on our roads," she said. Homedy notes that Ford's F-150 Lightning EV pickup is 2,000 to 3,000 pounds heavier than the same model's combustion version. The Mustang Mach-E electric SUV and the Volvo XC40 EV, she said, are roughly 33% heavier than their gasoline counterparts. So they're going to take longer to stop. And I mean time-wise, they're going to take longer to stop. And the length it's going to take to stop is going to be greater. And they're going to cause more damage when they are involved in a crash because they're heavier. What causes more damage? Just two, you know, gasoline-powered cars crashing into each other, or an 18-wheeler crashing into a small VW bug? Yeah, the 18-wheeler because it's heavier. Basic physics. The batteries in these EVs weigh thousands of pounds, and having to carry that extra weight makes the EV even less fuel efficient and less safe. Michael Brooks, who is the executive director, he's the executive director of something called the Center for Auto Safety. He also is concerned about EVs. He says, quote, "These bigger, heavier batteries are going to cause more damage. It's a simple matter of mass and speed." Now, I said at the very beginning of this program that I think way too many Americans are economic illiterate. And I've also said during the course of this program that when it comes to things like physics, science, I'm fascinated by physics and science, but I'm not really good at it. I didn't make exactly A's in physics or biology, but I'm fascinated by it. I read about it. I study it. I love the stuff. When he says these bigger, heavier batteries are going to cause more damage, it's a simple matter of mass and speed. Now I think a lot of Americans are not only economically illiterate, they're scientifically illiterate. Do you understand what he means by a matter of mass and speed? An object in motion, once in motion, stays in motion until it hits an equal opposing object, or something to that effect. In 2011, now 12 years ago, the National Bureau of Economic Research published a paper that said being hit by a vehicle with an added 1,000 pounds. Now remember, these cars are 2,000 to 3,000 pounds heavier, and some of the SUVs are roughly a third heavier than their gasoline counterparts. So in 2011, the National Bureau of Economic Research put out a paper that said that if you're hit by a vehicle with an added 1,000 pounds, it increases by almost 50% the probability of being killed in that crash. So we're putting murderers on the highway. And we're being forced to do so. Every time I do this story, or I do a story about vaccines or the COVID jabs, I always put out these caveats. And I get tired of doing caveats, but I feel obligated to give a caveat. And the caveat is I don't care if you drive an EV. Just two things. Don't force me or tell me to drive one. And don't tell me you're saving the planet when you do. But here's this rapid acceleration of electric vehicles, which most drivers are not accustomed to. Now, you think about that. You're accustomed to driving a car that weighs X, whatever X is, the average typical American car. And you've been driving that vehicle, whether it's a Jeep Grand Cherokee or it's a BMW or whatever it might be. You've been driving those vehicles for years and years and years. So you're accustomed to the stopping distance, the weight, the maneuverability, everything. And now you're suddenly going to throw yourself into a car that is some 33% heavier. That alone makes those cars more dangerous. There was an incident in Phoenix in the past 24 hours. At least 5 people were killed. Officials said that a semi rear-ended a car and collided into the back of another semi, sandwiching 2 cars in between the 2 18-wheelers and sparking a fire. 2 other cars in front of the collision were also damaged in the accident. Now, imagine the carnage if North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper managed to make all trucking electric, so that the goods that trucks transport are not just more expensive, but they're significantly heavier. And imagine that same crash that occurred in Phoenix occurs in North Carolina. By the way, if you're a trucker and you're in North Carolina, what's your certainty that you can get from, let's say, Raleigh-Durham to Denver, Colorado, in the same amount of time and the same cost that you would if you were driving an electric truck versus a diesel-powered truck? Yeah. I'm just thinking in terms of how much money you make, because truckers make money based on time and distance. So maybe the federal government is willing to admit to their danger, because electric vehicles are an interim step to no vehicles at all. I sometimes think that the only transportation that those hardcore lefties want us to use are cattle cars. Just load us all into cattle cars. That would dramatically reduce the human population, might somehow satisfy the weather gods and stop the climate from continuing to, fluctuate like it always has. Crazy what we're doing. And it's not just electric vehicles. This authoritarianism that seems to penetrate so much of our society also is forcing doctors, are you ready, to perform sexual mutilation. I'll bring that up next. But first, if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you're uncomfortable, and it's okay, you're uncomfortable carrying a gun, then I want you to learn about Hero's non-lethal products. Hero is the maker of award-winning Hero 2020. That one is a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explode on impact. That causes your attacker pain, mental confusion, and coughing. And all these Hero products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And right now there's a new product from Hero. It's called the Arrow. It looks like a really small remote control. I have one of these. I've got one of both of these guns. And I've tried the Arrow, and it's fascinating because it's so small, yet it shoots this really red, sticky pepper gel that, and I've touched it, and oh my gosh, I do not want to get covered in this, because it will cause your assailant to drop to the ground, writhing in pain, uncontrollably, giving you time to escape. Call 911, whatever you need to do. I want you to get one of these for yourself, for your spouse, your daughter, your son, a friend, an elderly relative, whoever it might need that needs self-protection. Go online to hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. Hang tight. Doctors forced to mutilate? That's next.
Hi, Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Renting Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane. At Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend. It's Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So, I'm always fascinated by how ideology of those on the left claims that is empathetic, that it cares, that it's love, but it's always couched in authoritarianism. And it's actually a love, sometimes I think, of depravity. I watched a video. It's from 2019. It's kind of circulating on social media right now. And I don't care what your position is on abortion. I just don't care. But here was a woman at a small school who is, you know, an anti-abortion activist. She had been invited to speak. So she was trying to speak. And I was going to say a woman in the back of the room. I don't know. So either a woman identifying as a man or an actual man identifying as a woman. I mean, I don't know. I just throw up my hands. I don't know what he or she was. But the point that the person in the back of the room made was something to the effect that you cannot say something to the effect about a transgender, I never get this phrasing right, but a man who identifies as a woman cannot get a hysterectomy because, well, there's no womb, there are no ovaries, there's no female reproductive organs to remove that you would remove in what is technically termed a hysterectomy. And she was adamant with the speaker that you can't do that. You cannot say that. And the woman kept replying, well, yes, I can, because there are only two genders. Now, you can call me old-fashioned. In fact, some people call me a bigot. But I'm old-fashioned enough to believe that there are two genders. I honestly don't care what you identify as. You can identify as whatever you want to identify. But your plumbing tells you what your gender is. You're male or you're female. It is binary whether you want to accept it or not. It is by male and female. Well, a federal judge ruled yesterday that a Catholic hospital in Maryland discriminated against a biological female. I want to walk through this slowly. The judge ruled that a Catholic hospital in Maryland discriminated against a biological female who identifies as a man by refusing to provide her with a hysterectomy. Got it? Jesse Hammonds, who is the transgender patient, was represented, of course, by the American Civil Liberties Union in this lawsuit against the University of Maryland Medical System, which operates St. Joseph's Medical Center. Now, the ACLU, which I used to actually think really did good work, defending civil liberties, the right to free speech, the right against warrantless searches and seizures, the right of the right against self-incrimination. But I think its actual purpose may actually be to help impose tyranny so absolute that doctors are forced to commit crimes against nature in violation of the Hippocratic Oath, against their morals, and against their faith. Hammonds was told that for ethical and religious purposes, the facility would not disfigure her, so she had it done someplace else. Which, you know what? I think that's the right thing to do. It's like when a gay couple walks into a bakery, which is a big deal in Colorado, apparently. You walk into a bakery, and if the bakery says, you know what, we got all sorts of cakes here, and it will bake you any sort of cake you want, but if you're looking for a wedding cake, that goes against our deeply held religious beliefs, so we won't do that kind of cake. We'll do another kind of cake. You know, if I were the gay couple, I'd say, okay, thank you, because there are 1,000 other bakeries in Colorado that probably would bake that cake. So go there. And that's why I think that was what this person did, which was the right thing to do. She went somewhere else. But the story didn't end there. No, of course you knew the story didn't end there. So, because the story didn't end there, let me tell you what happened next. Yes, The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dinobite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynavite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynavite for dogs by using code DOG at Dinovite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, sending out congratulations to Seth Overton. He was the winner of our Black Bear Diner contest. He picked up a $150 gift certificate from Black Bear Diner. And we would like to thank all of those who participated in the Black Bear Diner contest on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, welcome back to Beacon. This is Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So, I know I'm old-fashioned. But it's funny because growing up, you know, in the 60s and the 70s and you know, we're just a bunch of old hippies and a bunch of old boomers, okay, boomer. And it was pretty much just live and let live. But there's no longer that attitude. It's we all have to be a victim, and we all have to go out and look for victimhood, and victimhood becomes our identity. And this case in Maryland, I think, is a great example of that. So as I said, this federal judge ruled on Friday that this hospital in Maryland discriminated against a biological female. A biological female who identifies as a transgender man. So they refused to provide her with a hysterectomy. Now you may say to yourself, well, wait a minute, she's a biological female. So why wouldn't you give her the hysterectomy? Well, wait a minute. She identifies as a transgender man. So now the hospital is in a conundrum. I love that word, conundrum. It's between the proverbial rock and the hard place, right? We know you're biological and we know what your plumbing is, but you identify as a male. So you know what? Well, we think we'll just pass on this one because we're screwed either way. So she was told that for ethical and religious purposes, and remember this is a Catholic hospital, that they would not disfigure her. And I think, reading between the lines, they also didn't want to get caught up in she is a woman, but she identifies as a man. She wants a hysterectomy, but if she's identifying as a man and then changes back and we've done a hysterectomy and now she doesn't want a hysterectomy, we're screwed either way. But as I said, the story didn't end there. Reading from the ruling, this court has determined that undisputed facts establish that, as a matter of law, defendants discriminated against the plaintiff, meaning the hospital discriminated against the patient, on the basis of his sex. So that's what the district court judge wrote in her ruling. In her ruling, she said that the hospital, as a matter of law, discriminated against this obvious female plaintiff on the basis of his sex. So the court, the federal district court, took her what she identified as fact. The judge also said that the hospital refusing to perform the surgery violated the state's anti-discrimination laws, and that the hospital, because they get Medicare and Medicaid funding, violated some, I don't know what it was, some section of the Affordable Care Act. So you can see why the left want everybody dependent on federal funds through programs like Medicare, and why they went to such lengths to ram through Obamacare along party lines. Now, let's go a step further. In December, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit blocked Biden's Health and Human Services Department from enforcing finalized regulations pertaining to Section 1557 of the Affordable Care Act against a whole bunch of different Catholic organizations. The appeals court for the Eighth Circuit said that the Biden administration cannot force healthcare institutions that have religious affiliations to pay for or provide irreversible transgender care, including surgeries. Now, this came after Biden's Health and Human Services Secretary's interpretation of the Affordable Care Act's Section 1557 deemed that sex includes gender identity. Oh, makes my head hurt. They're never going to relent until they get their way. So I go back to the hospital. You have a female patient, clearly female, but identifies as a male. So the hospital says, you know what, we're not going to do a hysterectomy because that is irreversible, and you identify as a male now, but you may not identify as a male in the future, and then we don't want to be in trouble because we did irreparable damage to your body. And then the Eighth Circuit comes out and says that according to these new regulations, that you cannot force healthcare institutions that have religious affiliations to pay or provide irreversible transgender care. So you got a federal district court ruling, you have a court of appeals ruling, both of which are kind of in conflict with one another. So guess where this is going to land? Oh, yeah, baby. This one's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Mark my words. It will eventually be at the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, let's move on. I got to cover a bunch of stuff here. The White House, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, bizarrely says this.
You said it was a political ploy on the part of Governor DeSantis to deploy the National Guard. His office has said that the Coast Guard requested help patrolling the waters off Florida.
Because we have all of these migrants coming in boats. This is almost like the Cuban boat lift, the Cuban airlift. You got all these people now crossing and coming across the Caribbean and coming illegally into the country from Venezuela and landing on Florida shores. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida deploys the National Guard. He does so at the request of the Coast Guard. So the question was,
that it was a political ploy on the part of Governor DeSantis to deploy.
The point is, the White House said sending the National Guard was a political ploy. Well, wait a minute.
By the National Guard. His office has said that the Coast Guard requested help patrolling the waters off Florida. So can you just kind of discuss your understanding of the situation?
Yeah. Ms. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, can you just kind of explain to us what's the situation here
in Florida and how that understanding has developed? Yep. In the last several
and
years.
I'm going to be, and I'm happy to repeat what I said, which is Governor DeSantis has made a mockery of the system.
Oh, so if you're a governor and the Coast Guard, which is not under your command, the National Guard is, and the Coast Guard says, hey, you know what? We need some governor. We're here doing some operations off Monroe County, the Florida Keys. We're doing some operations down here, and we're kind of overwhelmed right now. So we're going to ask the Commandant of the Coast Guard through the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Homeland Security, because they report to both, to make a request to deploy National Guard troops to help us. Is that okay? Governor DeSantis says, sure, that's okay. I'll deploy some National Guard troops. How many do you need? And he calls up the National Guard, sends them down to Monroe County or Miami-Dade County, wherever it was, and the White House says that he's making a mockery of the system. He's only doing what the system says he can do, and that is deploy the Guard at the request of the federal government. Or he can on his own, too. But in this case, the federal government asked for it. We just live in this bizarro world where language no longer means anything. Speaking of all the illegal aliens flooding the border. So before I came in the studio this morning, I was having breakfast, and I'm watching the morning news, and they're showing a small group, 15 maybe, illegal aliens crossing somewhere on the Rio Grande border in Texas. And what fascinated me was, the reporter turns and says, oh, here come 15 more migrants. They shout something to them in Spanish. Turns out that they are from, now I'm drawing a blank. I forget where they were from. Doesn't make any difference anymore. Wherever they were from. And there's a Border Patrol agent carrying his automatic weapon. And they just walk up to the Border Patrol agent. And the Border Patrol agent just turns and just kind of marches along with them along the border, along all of the rail cars to some facility and just marches them in. Really? That's a That's a secure border? Let's go ask the vice president.
The border, by many people's account, is not secure. By Border Patrol agents who are there telling the media they just don't believe it is. Do you believe the border is secure now?
I will tell you something. One of our highest priorities is to ensure that we have a secure border. And that is what we are doing.
Oh, really?
The border, by many people's account, is not secure. By Border Patrol agents who are there telling the media they just don't believe it is. Do you believe the border is secure now?
Do you, now, the question is, do you believe the border is secure? Yes or no?
I will tell you something. One of our
okay, tell us something. What are you going to tell us?
Highest priorities is to ensure that we have a secure border.
Oh, okay.
And that is what we are doing.
The border.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Got it? That's exactly what they're doing. Speaking of Kamala Harris, we know she's a train wreck. She's at some event. And somehow she starts talking about what we were talking about earlier, and those are electric vehicles, and in this case, specifically, oh, electric school buses.
You know what also excites me? What I'm among the many things, I'm excited about electric school buses. I love electric school buses.
I wonder if she loves electric stoves as much as she loves electric school buses. They love everything electric.
I just love them for so many reasons. Maybe because I went to school on a school bus. Hey, raise your hand if you went to school on a school bus. Right?
I love electric school buses because I went to school on a school bus. You know, when I was growing up, there was a move that obviously pushed by the electric utilities to build all electric homes. And there was a little figure, like a little light bulb, and he was called Reddy Kilowatt. Anybody remember that? Reddy Kilowatt. And Reddy Kilowatt was all about building all electric homes. My, we've gone full circle, haven't we? Yeah. No, when my parents built their home, they put in natural gas. They didn't go all electric. But speaking of Kamala Harris and electric school buses, do you think that she likes electric school buses because of climate change?
I think of this moment as a moment that is about great momentum.
I need to think about that for a moment. For a moment. I think of this moment as a moment that is about great momentum. Now, I'll give you a moment to think about that. I'll give you a moment for that to sink in.
I think of this moment as a moment that is about great momentum, inspired by, yes, optimism, inspired by a crisis, no doubt, but inspired by also our collective ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been. And that's critically important.
That's critically important. I forget the name of the character, Handley or something. Deep thoughts on Saturday Night Live. I think that's what she's doing. There's a poll out. The percent of each generation that's proud to live in the United States. Baby boomers, Gen X, millennials, and Gen Z. What do you think the numbers are? The percent of each generation that is proud to live in the United States of America. This is from the Morning Consult. Baby boomers. Baby boomers, 73% of us are proud to live in the old United States of America. That's not bad. You know, probably still a bunch of commie hippies, baby boomers still around that don't like us. Gen Xers, that drops off to 54%. Yeah. Millennials, what's wrong with you millennials? Only 36%, barely just slightly over a third of millennials are proud to live in the old, good old USA. Gen Z, man, you hit it out of the ballpark. Gen Z, and remember, this is according to the Morning Consult poll conducted just this past week. Of Gen Zers, 16, no, not 60, 16, 16% are proud to live in the United States of America. Oh, I shouldn't laugh. Hey, it's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. When we get back, the King Jeffries, the House Minority Leader. He had something to say about those 87,000 IRS agents that the Republicans are trying to get rid of. Yeah, wait till you hear this. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have a perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Brown, glad to have you with us. So one of the things that Republicans promised to do if they took control of the House was to rescind the financial authorization, the appropriations for the new 87,000 IRS agents, some $60 billion. Hakeem Jeffries, who is now the House Minority Leader, the Democrat leader in the House, says this about doing that.
But Republicans have begun to implement what we suspected would be an extreme MAGA Republican right-wing agenda.
Wait. Did I get all those adjectives right? So rescinding the 87,000 IRS agents and holding the CHICOMs accountable for what they've been doing to this country or their threats against Taiwan, that is what?
Begun to implement what we suspected would be an extreme MAGA Republican
right-wing
agenda.
Yeah. And by the way, those audits that are to be conducted by those 87,000 IRS agents, they're not going to audit the rich. The vast majority of audits that are done in this country by the IRS are done among the poorest of us. So what did Biden have to say about a bill that might rescind those 87,000 IRS agents? Creepy Joe, got to listen closely, because Creepy Joe whispers.
Well, let me be very clear. If any of these bills make it to my desk, I will veto them.
I love how he whispers. Instead of saying, let me make it clear. If any of these bills make it to my desk, I'm going to veto them. No.
Let me be very clear. If any of these bills make it to my desk, I will veto them.
Oh, why is that? Why are you whispering? He's also happy because apparently he's real happy that inflation is down very slightly. But what he ignores is food inflation, which is up by 10.5%.
Food inflation is slowing as well. Last month, we saw the smallest increase in food prices in almost 2 years.
Oh,
food inflation is slowing as well.
We saw the smallest increase. Yeah, he's happy about food inflation. My gosh. Everybody have a great weekend. I'll see you next weekend. Take care.
Expensive vet bills? Temporary prescriptions still leaving your pet itchy with a dull coat or fur loss? It all starts with their food. Add Dinovite to supplement the nutrients they're missing to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system for an all-around healthier pet. Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dinovite for dogs by using code DOG at Dinovite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dinovite.
Did you know that you can save up to half on your wireless plan when you switch to Consumer Cellular? They offer unlimited talk and text with a flexible data plan starting at just $20 a month with the same premium coverage as the nation's largest carriers. Plus, their award-winning customer support makes switching a breeze. Go to consumercellular.com/radio25. And for a limited time, get $25 off when you use promo code RADIO25.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.